My guest at this time is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, Republican from the Garden State's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. We want to get his thoughts on the Democrats still to this point not submitting an official budget for the coming fiscal year. And it comes at a time, of course, when the national debt has just exceeded $13 trillion. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
As always, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
What reason have the Democrats given for not presenting an official budget to this point?
Well, I don't know that there can be any realistic or justifiable reasons from them or anyone for not giving a budget. As you know, very famously, the Democrat Chairman Spratt, of the Chairman of the Budget Committee, said when he was in minority that a party that cannot produce a budget cannot govern. And that's exactly where we are right now, not having a budget and, realistically, not governing.
The fact that he made that comment, does that suggest this has happened before under Republican control, or what's the history of this?
The history there was, no, it was not. The Republicans were going to present a budget and have always presented a budget in the House, and so that's been the Republican history, but He made that in the prior years when we were going through the process and going slowly through the process because of the circumstance of the time. But the Republicans always have had been able to do what is required, and that is to produce a budget in the House of Representatives, which, of course, is where spending bills are supposed to originate.
Does this suggest, then, that nothing will get done until after the midterms, or can they still pass individual bills even though it's not itemized in an official blueprint?
Yeah, you are absolutely right on that latter point. You can operate the federal government, I guess, the way some poorly run businesses do as well, and that is to say that when a bill comes in, we'll pay it, as opposed to really thinking things out, planning it out, and figuring out just how much money do I need in my checking account this week, this month, and for the entire year of my business cycle. Well, right now, the way the Democrats apparently are going to run things is to say, we'll pay the bills when they come in. And, of course, the irony there is they'll be paying the bills all with borrowed money, of course.
We're talking with New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett. And, Congressman, as I mentioned, this comes at a time when the national debt goes over $13 trillion, and also at a time when that same number is about to exceed gross domestic product, the size of the economy for the year. How significant is that event, the fact that the debt's now about to exceed the size of our economy for the year?
Well, this really is a profound time in American history to think that our debt, the total amount of money that we owe our creditors, and our creditors are not just here in the United States but around the world as well, will be equal to the entire gross domestic product, everything entirely from the smallest manufacturer in your town to the largest company across the country, that we will be producing a debt of that magnitude, as I say, will have profound consequences on the economy going forward.
We just saw a story that the credit rating for the state of Connecticut has been downgraded because of the amount of deficits and borrowing that they're doing. If we're about to exceed, well, not only record deficits individually, but a debt now that exceeds GDP, what's that going to do to our credit rating, and what kind of peril does that put our economy in potentially?
Okay, a while back, Moody's credit rating agency already said that if we don't do something dramatic as far as addressing our debt situation, our credit rating could go down. What that will mean is the cost of borrowing money will go up, and that will make matters worse for the entire economy. That will make businesses like where I am right now at a car dealership who will make it harder for people to be able to come in here and buy a car because interest rates will be higher. And we don't want that situation. We don't want to make it harder to buy a car or fix a car or anything else. So we cannot get to that point. We have to try to nip this problem now and not down the road.
How do you do it?
How do you do it? Well, you start by not spending more money than you take in. You start by living within your means. And finally, you live just the way that every business and family has to do as well.
Very interesting. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett represents his state's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.